All right. Thank you. I'd like to begin by convening the Governance Committee meeting at 8:22 Eastern Standard Time, and we will begin with the roll call.
Okay. Grace Aaron.
Here.
Lydia Brazon.
Here.
Jim Brown. A.C. Bird. Cade Campbell. Mark Hernandez. Bob Lederer.
Here.
R. Paul Martin, here. Rosalinda Montez Palacios. Richard Phelps.
Here.
George Ryder. Serene Roberts. Julie Rodriguez.
Here.
Wendy Schroll.
Here.
Deb Shafto.
Here.
Okay. We have eight. That's a quorum.
Okay, thanks. We'll now go into... I'm sorry, I don't have approval of the agenda on the agenda, but that'll be our next order of business. For purposes of the listening audience, I'll just read off the agenda. We have roll call, approval of minutes, 10 minutes, PNB report back, 10 minutes, working group report backs, which include currently bylaws working group, code of conduct working group, contracts working group, policies and procedures working group, old business for 15 minutes, new business for 15 minutes, and we're hoping to adjourn by 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Actually, we're on Eastern Daylight Time these days, so the best thing is just to say Eastern Time, and that'll always cover it.
All right, Eastern Time. Thank you for that correction. I'll entertain a motion to approve the agenda.
I move to approve the agenda. This is Lydia.
Moved. Is there a second?
Second.
All right. The agenda has been approved and seconded. We'll now go to approval of minutes.
Well, we have to vote on it or ask if there's any objections.
Oh, sorry. Are there any objections? Hearing none. So moved. We'll move on to the first agenda item, approval of minutes. And I'm not sure, our poll, if you can give us the exact dates. I believe it's the... Well, we didn't meet last month, but the 15th, June 15th?
Well, we have, pardon me, I'm having a little slower here because parts of the computer aren't working best. We have, fugitive at this moment, we have the minutes of January 19th, May 18th, and June 15th.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to approve the January 19th minutes.
Okay, there's a motion on the floor. Is there a second?
Second.
Doesn't need a second in the committee.
Oh, that's right. Okay, I have a quick question. Why has it taken so long to approve these minutes? Did we just not have them on our agenda? I know I wasn't part of the committee at that point.
Yeah. The reason for the January ones being so late is because the committee formed new, and people weren't sure they weren't sure about what to do because they hadn't, a lot of this committee hadn't been at that meeting. And then someone had an objection, and that took a couple of months, but that person has since said minutes look okay. So that's why the January minutes are so late. A few things intervened.
Okay.
Okay, well, I move that we accept the minutes for all of the meetings.
For all the meetings?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there's a... Was that a substitute motion, I guess, to also include May 18th and June 15th?
Okay, who makes that one?
Lydia.
Lydia.
Okay, are there any objections, or is there any further discussion around minutes? Okay, are there any objections to approving the minutes? Hearing none, so moved. We'll now go on to the PNB report.
Actually, we have to sort of, that was an amendment, so... We kind of got to vote on the same thing again. It's now the main motion to approve all of them.
So the motion on the floor is to approve all minutes January 19th, May 18th, June 15th. Are there any objections? Okay, hearing none, so moved. We'll now move on to the PNB report back. I'm not sure if there's anything specifically from the last PNB meeting or calls.
I don't think we had any report at the last meeting. I don't think we had any motions.
Okay.
Unless any other PNB member on the call remembers differently.
No, I don't remember any recent referrals.
Can I ask, have they referred anything new to the Governance Committee?
No, that's what I had just mentioned. I don't recall any recent referrals to Governance.
Okay.
Dealing with things as we go along. Far less referrals than last year.
Has someone presented any of the Governance Committee? Did they verify that code of conduct motion that we passed?
I don't think that's been.
What code of conduct motion?
Well, I wasn't on the call one night, and this committee passed a motion saying that instructing the code of conduct working group to formulate a universal code of conduct that only applied to LSB and PNB members and not staff and other volunteers.
Oh, right, but
it's in the working
committee
group.
The working group hasn't met. So, I mean, we didn't take it as PNB members.
No, but I mean, well, the customary thing, when a committee passes something, then they take it to the PNB for ratification.
Right. Bob, I don't remember if you had that in your report. I mean, you gave the report.
I think the last report I gave was at the June meeting, the in-person meeting. So we haven't had any reports on the agenda because these are special meetings that are just for pressing business. That's my understanding.
Okay.
And as I recall, and Bob, you can correct me, is that as usual we ran out of time at the PMB in June, and we were asked to only for the committee reports to bring forth those things that were motions for the PMB to approve. Am I crazy on having? Is my recollection accurate, Bob?
Be honest, I have not gone back and looked at the notes, so I really can't remember right off.
Okay. I remember, looking at you when it came time for the governance report, but I thought that was the thing, because as usual we were out of time. But.
Yeah, I'm looking at the report that we sent up to the PNB right now.
That's right, it was Julie's report as read by, or as distributed by Bob, but I... The oral portion had to be...
Yeah, I'm sure. I don't know. Committee reports were always cut short when I was up there.
Are we waiting for Julie to read the report? What...
So I guess the question that I had around the PMB is when the next meeting is in September, so that we can start preparing a report.
No.
It's the last weekend of the month.
Last weekend? Okay. Thanks for that. So, sorry, I was just scanning through the report to see if there was any mention of the code of conduct. So, but they were given this in writing, so they did receive the full report. So I guess on to the working groups, if there isn't anything more on the PNB, is figuring out how we get them working. And before we had quorum, we were having a general discussion about some ideas reasons as to why they're not working right now, and some possible remedies to get them reignited and really addressing some of the issues that they need to. We did come to the conclusion that the policies and procedures working group was still necessary, and so we were just at the point of scheduling a date for that, or some potential dates that we can run by the other committee members to try and get that going. So I have a calendar in front of me. I don't know, Deb, if you're able to grab your calendar.
I got it.
But I know there's... Are working groups also subject to the 10-day rule?
No.
Okay. So I think the sooner the better, because the more... I think the more time involved, the less likely it is to happen. So I'd like to get this up and going.
This is Lydia.
And Wendy, you're also part of that working group, so if you can offer up a...
Contracts and... What did you call it?
Policies and procedures.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, Deb's a convener.
Okay.
Lydia, sorry, did you want to say something?
I just wanted to say that we kind of passed over that a little bit, is that the PNB is meeting at the end of September, so if we could all contribute to the working group, to the governance committee draft, Julie, perhaps whatever you prepare, if you can pass it around, and then if the working groups have met, they have anything to update or contribute.
That would be great if the working groups can meet and could contribute to the report.
If no one has any objection, because I know that would be outside of the full committee votes or anything, but it could be an informational update, which I think would be appropriate.
Yeah, I think that would be helpful. And if you all would like, it seems like the PMB is going to meet after our next September meeting, which is...
Oh, good. So then
the 21st. So
that almost negates what I said.
They meet that following meeting, so maybe what we could do, or what I can do, is have a draft circulated by then and just put final touches on.
Oh, what is the date of our next meeting? I'm sorry.
Actually, so you guys are meeting, the PMB is meeting the 29th and 30th of September?
But figure the 28th. Right?
Yeah. So our next meeting is the 21st, because we're the third Thursday, correct?
Oh, okay, right.
Right.
Okay.
So, yeah, that would still, I think, give me enough time to be able to send it into... At least send it out to the rest of the PMB, whatever revisions mm-hmm. there might be. But if folks could send them in before then, and we can just okay it at that point.
Well, there probably won't be a whole lot to write down because there doesn't seem to be a lot of interest in this committee or in the group. So, but, yeah, I mean, that, we do need to get on it.
Well, and I would just like folks to feel like they're also contributing to the report and not that it's just something that, you know, it's my interpretation of what's going on. What I did a lot of was use our poll notes, Paul's notes, because they're pretty comprehensive, and just gave most of the action items, you know, what were some of the motions that were passed. And I could resend it out to folks, too, if they'd like to see it.
But I'd like to see it, Julie.
Okay. Yeah, but I would prefer not to, you know, not for it to just be, you know, me working on it. I would prefer folks to feel like they, if they want to contribute, that they have the opportunity to.
Great.
So I will do that. Thank you, Lydia, for the suggestion.
Further on the item of the working group,
mm-hmm.
if I make this, again, an informal discussion, some of these issues came up, but I had recommended that, just as an example, last year the bylaws working group was really hot because we were dealing with the prospect of a convention, which was not true at this juncture. Some of us also were bringing more bylaws, changes, and ideas. Some of them we thought would impact the elections, but the elections are upon us, and we're so it's not a pressing issue for this year. So a lot of the elements that went into forming that bylaws working group are no longer pressing and you know considered urgent, which I think has contributed to our meeting as well. But I would recommend that with some of the working groups, and I think we should perhaps go through working group by working group, but I would propose that in terms of the bylaws working group, that we don't need to be a standing working group, as it were, right, quote unquote, but that we could form the ad hoc committee to such, should there be some pressing bylaws issue that we would be dealing with between now and the end of the year, which I don't know of any, but that's just my
question. Richard, could be on the stack, please.
Were you finished with the SOA?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Sure. I like those suggestions. Go ahead, Richard.
Well, I think what we should do with the bylaws working group is, you know, have a longer-term vision. Look, we're going to have this election, then we're going to have the next election. The next year is a period where we don't have an election. And I think if we are smart, what we do is we start planning now to have a bylaws convention in that year where we don't have an election. And that way we've got a 2.5-year running time to start really organizing it, because when we started to try to do this, and it isn't going to work in a short time. We got too many people and too many things involved. But if we actually start planning it now for a period when we know we don't have an election, then we've got some free space, and if we get a committee or a group working on that to get it together, we can start putting things together, getting proposals over time, and I think then we could have a really successful bylaws convention if that's what we need to do. But, if we wait till it becomes urgent again, then, it's going to be helter-skelter, and it'll be thrown together at the last minute, and it won't do very well. So I think if we really think there are some changes, and I think there are things that need to be looked at, maybe we should target that next non-election year and start working in that direction now so that we could really do it, well instead of last minute. And that seems to make sense to me.
This is Lydia. Go ahead, Lydia. That's excellent, Richard. Thank you for that. So there goes one more meeting I have to have. Given that I'm on the working group. I think you're correct. I mean, that makes absolute sense. And there are issues that we can be looking at. For example, now that we have corporate counsel, we might want to have corporate counsel review our bylaws and see if there are specific areas that where we're particularly vulnerable, in terms of...
Well, you'll probably get opinions from other counsel, too.
Yeah, perhaps, but at least we now have counsel that is within the established budget for the organization and so forth. Yes, I'm sure that there'll be plenty. We certainly have a number of attorneys throughout the network that will be chiming in. I'm just saying to get a jumping-off start, that's just one suggestion. I'm not saying that's what would prevail. I'm just saying that there are several things. We are in a different place, and I think that Richard's comments really stress the need to have the working group continue. So I withdraw my former comments.
Can I ask a bylaws question? Mm-hmm. What happened with the PNB vote on adding another at-large director? When is that going to happen, Bob?
That's that was on the agenda for last Sunday, but it got bumped because we ran out of time, so it's on the agenda for next Friday, the 25th.
Next Friday, the PNB is voting on whether to add another at-large director?
Yep.
And if they should pass it, then it goes to the LSBs?
Right.
Is there a timeline within a month, right?
To be more precise, it goes to the five assemblies of delegates.
Okay. Okay, well, that... Okay, good. I'm glad I asked because I hadn't heard anything about it for a long time, and it's an issue that's very important to me. Okay, thanks.
Can I pull it on the stack?
Yeah, I just have a quick question because I'm just making notes on the working groups and kind of setting what their goal is based on what you all are saying right now. So I wanted to just capture when would the bylaws convention be taking place?
In the next non-election year.
So it would be fall 2007 or 2008?
That was just a conversation, right?
Yeah, that was just a conversation.
My kids were talking to me at the same time. I didn't miss a vote.
No.
Okay.
It was just in kind of as we try to find out about these working groups, what is it supposed to be doing? That certainly was its initial charge, so
yeah.
It would be appropriate.
To continue. That's all.
Yeah.
I mean, this has been, what we're discussing right now is what the current charge of each of these working groups are to determine whether or not they still need to be, constituted. And if not, then we should look at either a working group that would be more effective and fill the urgency to actually meet. Because one of my concerns is that the working groups aren't meeting, and so there's not any work happening in this committee. And we've been at a standstill for some time. We have passed a number of motions that I think have been, effective, but I also feel like, we didn't make quorum last meeting. Again, the working groups haven't met by this meeting, and so I'd like to figure out how we can come together and just re-energize the working groups so that they can get going and just, again, identify and determine what their initial charge is so that we can get them on track. Because I feel like that's part of my role is in helping to chair the governance committee is just to make sure that we're being effective and we're doing something. I know none of us want to just waste our time with the committee, and I think it's an important committee for the organization. So that's what I hope I brought clarity to the discussion.
Deb Stack.
So I have Arpal and then Deb. Go ahead, Arpal.
My understanding is that after this bylaws amendment passes, it has to go to the membership, right?
Correct.
Right. So, and it has to play on the stations and all that stuff. So, okay, so that has to go out. Is this going to go out with the ballot?
Well, only if the majority of the PNB and three of the five delegate assemblies approves it, then it would go out with the ballot. But if not, then it's dead.
Well, right. Yes, I understand. So this would end up going out with the ballot. Oh, okay. Thank you.
Are they not playing it on the air at WBAI? The announcement about the bylaws amendment?
It's been played for a long time.
Okay. I wish people from PFW would ever join this call so we could find out what they do. Sorry for interrupting. You have
okay.
A stack.
Go ahead, Deb.
I would like to propose that we... I saw a note from Mark Hernandez that Thursdays is the best day for him. And if we could set a tentative meeting for the Policies and Procedures Committee for the 31st, that's a Thursday. Is there any objection from Bob or Wendy or
Richard?
Richard, yes.
You saw a note from who?
Mark Hernandez. Is he
Mark Hernandez.
When did you get this note?
It's an old one. They're not even addressed to me.
Hasn't been to a meeting since the first one. So I would ignore that.
But does the 31st work for you all?
31st is okay with me.
Yeah.
For Richard?
That's fine.
Yeah, Bob, it's okay.
Okay, good. We'll put it down for then.
Awesome. What time?
Let's say the standard time, 8 Eastern.
Okay.
I didn't hear that. It sounded like two people talking. Say 8 Eastern?
8 Eastern, yes.
Okay.
Okay.
And excuse this, let me say this, Richard. If you hear any noise, I'm in my car, so you might... I'm sorry, I'll try to keep the noise down.
Star 6, too. We'll mute you. So in terms of the bylaws working group, I know that George was initially named the convener, but on the call we have most of the members, so Bob...
Well, George is just about... He's trying to get on right now.
Okay. We can wait for a couple of minutes to get him... to allow him to come on. But maybe we can come up with a date that works for all of you that we can run by George.
Or we can work on code of conduct while we're waiting
for
George.
He's having trouble getting on with that. Hold on just a second. Let me put him on my phone. Hold on a second.
Okay, so the charge of code of conduct, like we were mentioning earlier, is developing a code of conduct that would be enforced at the PMB and LSB level. And sending that up to the PMB for ratification. So to develop a code of conduct.
Yeah, who's on the working group?
Well, I'm the convener, Wendy.
Mm-hmm. And I'm on it, Grace.
Yeah, Grace is on it, Rosalinda, Deb, AC Bird, Bob, and Jim Brown.
Right, and so I was out of town for almost 2 weeks, and I had told everybody that. And then I came back, and I did try to convene a meeting, but not one of the people responded. But anyway, I would like to suggest maybe, I'm looking at the KPFTX calendar, you know, that calendar of Pacifica meetings. I could do, like, Tuesday, August 22nd, Tuesday, August 29th. Then there's other meetings on a lot of those days are rounded. I'd rather not do a Sunday, but I could, I guess. What do you guys think about the 22nd or the 29th?
I can do either. Would that be during the day?
I can't do during the day. So it would be like this time.
Okay.
Did you say, was that a yes or a no?
I can do either one of those.
You rock.
I can't do the 22nd. I could do the 29th.
Okay.
What about, let's see.
You know, I might be late on the 29th. I have an earlier appointment, and I may not be able to call in till late, but I'll try.
Well, can we pick a day? Okay, I mean, the reason I didn't pick, like, the 28th is because there's an archives meeting that night. Are any of you guys on the archives committee? Does that get in your way? Audit and finance or Thursday? Oh, I got to do something on the 24th. Forget that. You know, I'm just trying to do, but maybe our working group people aren't on any of these committees anyway, so it would be okay.
How does the 28th work for folks? Is that
28th is good for me.
I could do the 28th, and my daughter just pointed out that the open house at her school is on the 29th, so...
So, Bob, how's the 28th?
This is George.
Hi, George.
Hi, George.
Is this for the bylaws committee or for...
No,
we're talking about code of conduct.
Can you actually... Deb is on the code of conduct. I don't know if you all are switching phones back and forth. Would you mind putting her back on the call because she's on code of conduct, and then we'll jump back to bylaws?
Here.
Oh, okay, good. So how's the 28th, Deb, Bob, or Grace?
28th is good. For me,
the 28th is really difficult for me.
Okay. No Sundays, you said, right? How about, you said you have something going on the 24th. The 23rd, I know we have an LSB meeting, but I don't, that would impact Grace.
Well, now that George is back, will they ponder their alternate dates? Maybe we could do bylaws.
Okay.
Look, it's good to try and put everybody on the spot now, but I think I'll just call them all up and try and work it out.
Okay, have a meeting set with.
I mean, we're streaming to the world. If anybody wants to listen, this is really dull.
Mm-hmm. Well, we don't have much to discuss since the working groups haven't been meeting, so that's part of the problem. But okay, so let's go back to bylaws, George. Do you have a date, some dates you want to throw out at folks? On this committee, we have Bob, Arpal, George, Wendy, Richard, Lydia. So pretty much everybody's on the call except for Mark Hernandez.
Washington, D.C. Who's D.C.? A.C.? No, A.C.'s not on this.
No, no.
Jim Brown, Cade Campbell, A.C. Bird.
No, I don't think he's on.
Okay.
No, none of them are on bylaws.
No, it's Jim Brown.
On bylaws?
No. I just meant in governance.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's Jim and
AC?
No.
I think AC is on the committee.
No, it's the woman. The one that's never...
Zarina.
No, it's not Zarina. There's
no
member.
Other woman.
Yeah, yeah, there's an LSB member.
Okay, let's pick a date for bylaws. Because I do agree that this is really boring to the world.
29th.
The 29th? I believe that Wendy can't do that. Is there anyone else?
She's not in bylaws, I don't think.
Yeah, I am, but...
Oh, are you? Okay.
Yeah.
So the 30th is better for me.
30th is out for me.
How about... September 8th, 13th, 19th, or 20th. I have so many local and other organizational commitments. I circled my most available dates.
So what was it, 4th, 8th, 13th, and 20th?
No, I did 8th, 13th, 19th, and 20th.
Well,
13th is a BAILSB meeting.
How about the 8th?
You just not wanted to.
Any problems with the 8th?
What day of the week is that? I don't have my calendar in front of me.
It's a Friday.
It's a Friday?
Mm-hmm.
That's not good. That's the one night my wife and I sort of try to leave, do something.
How about the 19th? Is that too far away?
No, it's before our next meeting, so it'll be better than our current track record.
Okay. That's September 19th?
What day of the week is that?
Tuesday.
Tuesday?
Mm-hmm.
Tuesday's good.
All right, any objections?
George? George? He's the convener, right?
Yeah.
I think he should be there.
So, I'm sorry, what date are you guys talking about now?
Tuesday, the 19th of September.
For bylaws, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm writing it down. Deb, can George not do Tuesdays?
Deb?
Someone else can convene if he can do it.
We're losing our members, okay.
So, yeah, I mean, the purpose of the convener is just to bring the meeting together.
Mm-hmm.
I'm now doing that, so it's fine if... I mean, I'd like him to participate and to be available on that date, but if he's not on the call, I don't want that to hold us up.
Okay.
So,
can we go back to code of conduct? Can anybody do September 5th, 3rd, Tuesday? How about that?
Let me look at my count.
So to close out bylaws, Tuesday, September 19th, 8 p.m. I'll send these out to folks as well,
yes,
and I know our Paul will as well.
Let me look on my calendar.
I can do the 5th or the 7th of September, Grace.
We have an LSD meeting on the 6th.
Okay.
So just a second. Let me
and you're the chair.
And I'm the chair.
All right. How about the 7th? You're going to need to prepare on the 5th.
Yeah, I know. just a second. Let me see what I have on my calendar. I didn't have my calendar. Okay, so September. September 7th is okay.
At 5 p.m. your time?
Yeah, that's fine.
What's the day of the week?
Thursday.
Okay.
Bob, are you there? Can you do
that? Fine. Yeah.
So that's 8.
Excellent. Okay, I'm so excited.
Wow. Okay.
So we're going to use these same numbers, conference numbers.
These are my favorite numbers, yeah.
Yeah, I think these are always the safest bet.
Yeah.
Okay.
What committee is that on the 7th?
Code of Conduct Working Group.
Well, somebody's going to put this on the... on the T calendar?
I'm doing it right now on that one.
Thanks.
But,
can you
I mean,
put
well,
the other ones up as well?
Yeah, okay.
Thank you.
The number, we can just use that one.
What was that? So the only other one that we have is contracts. There are only two members. Grace is one of them, and the other one is Serene Roberts. So I don't know if that's still even relevant or if that's something that we need to relook at. I think the charge was initially to review contracts or to be part of that process. I don't know if that's still the case. There's obviously not much action going on. Does anyone recall what the charge of that committee was?
I don't.
It's in the minutes somewhere.
They're supposed to look over new contracts, I think.
Yeah, that was my understanding. But.
Well, this is Richard. If you ever get to a point where I
don't know, Richard, we're having a really difficult time hearing you.
Oh, okay. I just...
we ever get to a point where we have contracts to look at, I'll volunteer some time.
Okay, so then maybe we should look at that as an ad hoc committee.
Sounds great.
What are folks' thoughts on that? Anyone?
Well,
or an ad hoc working group.
Created. But I suppose we could, you know, if it's not meeting, there's probably not much, and there's not much for them to meet over. I guess we could just sort of leave it as it is.
This is Lydia.
Yeah, Lydia.
Originally, in last year, when on governance, the contracts working group was very active. That's when they came up with the contracts policy, which is now in place. And so it would simply, I guess, be by referral. I don't remember. I don't have the policy in front of me anymore. I don't know how things get referred.
I was on the contract working group with Serene.
Mm-hmm.
So Serene and I, we did meet over the phone once or twice.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I could look it up, but we did come to some sort of small recommendations because it was up for renewal. She had a, trying to think of exactly, would you like me to pull it up? I think we should continue the meeting and I'll see if I can find
it. Okay, yeah, if you can find it to give some further definition, that would be great. So I'm excited.
Jim Brown here.
Yeah, Jim?
Yeah.
Oh, hi, Jim. Hi, thank you for joining the call.
Madam Chair, it's Richard. What's next on the agenda?
Old business, but I don't have any. So, Jim, just to bring you up to date, what we did is we just scheduled meetings for all the working groups because they haven't met up until this point.
Okay.
And I think the one, you were part of the Code of Conduct working group.
Yes.
And they've scheduled a meeting for Thursday, September 7th at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
With the same calling number.
Yeah, as we're using this evening.
Okay. September 7th.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'll be out of the country.
Okay.
All right, but I'm going to, if I can get through, I will.
Okay.
September 7th, same time.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Same number.
Same number.
Great.
All right. So moving on with the agenda, since we're looking for further clarification on contracts, the next item on the agenda, and it's just a standing item, is old business, but I don't currently have any issues under old business, so I'd like to move into new business.
Julie, this is Bob.
Yeah, Bob.
Okay. I've sent out to the committee an item concerning absences from committees. Julie, for those who may not know, Julie has sent out as chair a note saying this came out of our last call, which didn't reach quorum, and so we kind of took a moment to look at who was and wasn't attending, and she sent a note to the committee saying, please note the attendance chart our poll sent out. Since any member with more than three unexcused absences is automatically removed from the committee, and a few of our members are on the border. And that led me to check what was the basis for that policy. So I found this motion that the PNB had passed in October of 2004, and I actually realized that the motion is not precise enough, and so I want to recommend that we come forward with something to clarify it. I'll read. Can I go ahead with this?
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, I'll read what was passed in October of 2004 regarding committee member absences. Motion by Lane as amended, that the provisions in the Pacifica bylaws, Article 5, Section 7, and Article 7, Section 9, whereby a member ceases to be a member after missing three consecutive meetings, be applied to committees of the PNB, such that any committee member who misses three consecutive committee meetings shall no longer be a member of the committee, and that the chair of the committee shall notify the chair of the PNB and the respective LSB of any pending suspension from the committee. And then that passes. Now, the problem I found is when I compared that to the bylaw section that it was citing as a reference, there was a very key word that was left out. So I'll read Article 5, Section 7 that are the relevant part, because it's a whole set of conditions that can lead to the removal of a director, and we're only looking at one of those conditions. Consistent with applicable law, any director shall be removed from the position of director and cease to be a director upon the occurrence of any of the following. And then for point C, is failure of a director to attend 3 consecutive board meetings, which absences have not been excused by a majority vote of the directors present and voting at the meetings in question. So in other words, the policy that the board adopted to extend the bylaws provision to committees left out the word unexcused. So in other words, it said if you miss 3 consecutive meetings, whether or not they've been excused, you're off the committee. And so what I'm proposing is that we recommend that the board clarify this to say that, to bring it into conformity with the bylaws and say, and this is tentative wording, I'm not wedded to any particular wording, but it would read something like this. The Governance Committee recommends that in conformity with Article 5, Section 7 of the Pacifica bylaws, the PNB adopt a motion clarifying that its October 2004 motion regarding committee member absences shall be interpreted as follows. A, that any committee member who has had 3 consecutive unexcused absences at committee meetings shall no longer be a member of the committee, and B, that the provision on notification of the chairs of the PNB and relevant LSB regarding any pending suspension be invoked after 2 consecutive unexcused absences of the committee member in question, and also that the member, him or herself, be notified at the same time. So that's it, and I'll take any questions.
Well, this is Wendy.
Is that a motion?
Yeah, and I sent this out to the committee a while ago.
Okay, you sent the motion itself out?
You sent it during the meeting, right?
I actually sent it before the 45 minutes before the meeting, but for some reason it didn't hit the listserv until just now.
Okay, I'd like to make a comment.
Okay, Wendy, go ahead.
Because I was on the PNB at the time when the governance committee brought this, Ambrose Lane presented to the board, and they were very clear that they were making this more stringent than the bylaws. They were doing that on purpose. The bylaws don't say anything about those committees and the unexcused absences. The governance committee was saying at the time that they wanted it to be a little tougher than the bylaws because all these committees were having trouble meeting quorum and no work was getting done. So they really needed it to be they wanted people on the committees that were serious about the committees or don't take up the space and make us not reach quorum and then, get somebody else. So anyway, I don't think it needs to be in the compliance of the bylaws because the bylaws are talking about the LSBs, not the committees. So anyway, I thought it was strict at the time, but now we have even less interest now than we did then. And so we need to get people on these committees. Remember, some of these committee elections with the LSBs and the PNB were actually kind of contested elections. They were kind of a big deal. To get on the committees you wanted, some of this time it was like a bitter fight, and then the people don't show up. So, anyway, I think I'm against this motion. I kind of like the second part of it, but I don't know that we need to do this.
This is Lydia. Can you put me on?
Go ahead, Lydia.
I would support it. I mean, I think we all struggle with this. Our local governance committee, we've had problems defining what's an unexcused absence. Minimally, we concluded, just as a starting point, is that if a member does not, because I think that would be the next logical step to consider, is that if a member doesn't even bother to respond to the email or call and say, I can't make it for whatever reason, then there's no way that they should be, given an unexcused absence. If we go too far beyond that, you get into all kinds of crazy judgment calls, but minimally that's the case. I think it will hold us in good stead. I don't think it's a good idea to go behind the spirit, if not the letter of the bylaws. And I think it would accomplish the same thing. So I would support. The motion as amending the previous motion.
This is Grace Aaron. I'd like to be on the stack.
Okay. Can we try not to interrupt folks too? I know you weren't intending to, but go ahead.
Sorry if I interrupted.
I have two concerns. One is this motion, since the local LSBs are considered committees of the PNB, it could be construed that this applies to the LSBs as well as the direct PNB committees. That's number one. Number two, per the bylaws, if somebody attends one out of every three meetings, so if a PNB member or committee member, LSB members, if that's included here, attends one-third of the meetings, they're still theoretically an active member of the board. If you add in also excused absences, if there are any excused absences, you get the situation where potentially a board can become non-functional by non-attendance. You know, you have to have a certain level of attendance by board members in order to be a functioning board. Unfortunately, this is a bylaws issue, but I don't know how to resolve it, but I know that at times on our LSB we've gotten very close to not meeting quorum, and it can be very problematic once larger bodies don't meet quorum. And we've been very generous in giving excused absences, but if an LSB starts to not be able to reach quorum, there has to be the consideration that something more, I don't want to use the word punitive, but you know what I mean, something has to be done. You can't allow a board just to not be able to meet because it can't reach a quorum because there are too many people not coming to meetings. So I don't know how to solve that exactly without changing the bylaws, but if there were going to be a bylaws change, it would have to include something like attends at least half of the meetings of the year or something. I don't know.
This is Lydia. Can I?
Richard, I'd like to be on the stack, too.
Our Paul for the stack.
And the only thing I forgot to say is that I know one of the committees I serve on locally, where we have a member who travels quite a bit and whatever. However, she is very participatory. In fact, more responsive than some of the people that make more meetings, so that she responds to all of the email, gives really cogent comments. If there are documents that she needs to come in and read, she does that as soon as she gets back from her trip. So there are different levels of participation, which is the other reason that I would I prefer this language in allowing for the excused absences in those instances, because you have to take the collective participation into account, I think. Anyway, I think this could be defined for the PNB committees specifically, as opposed to the LSB.
Thanks, Lydia. There was someone else that
Richard and
it.
Our Paul.
Okay, I got our Paul. Go ahead, Richard.
And Bob, please.
Okay. Anyone else before we go on?
And Jim.
Jim? Okay, great. Go ahead, Richard.
I think I would say legally looking at that bylaw section and people's concerns about it, there's a very big difference in the fact that these are PNB committees and the LSBs are PNB committees. Because when you take somebody off the LSB, you're taking somebody out of an elected position by the listeners. If they get bounced off a PNB committee like this committee, they didn't lose their franchise. They just lost a committee assignment. So there's a huge gulf of difference in the penalty. So I think that we have to look at this very different. I mean, they are all committees, but those are special committees that are elected by the people. So there's a huge differentiation there. They're not the same. I don't like the rule in the bylaws. That's one of the things I'll want to change at the bylaws convention, because I don't think it deals with situations. I think what somebody said, 50% and stuff like that. We've got a member out at our LSB who's current attendance record is about 40%, and he's never been on a committee, never done anything. He's just holding a place. And he's got a certain group of fans that keep excusing his absence.
even though he's not participating at all. Anyway, that's going to come to a head one of these days. But I think we need some better rules there. Here, I really think, you know, a committee thing is something where if your heart's not in it and you're not going to go to the meetings, you shouldn't be on the committee. I mean, that's just, you know, this is committees are there to do work. They're not elected in a sense that an LSB member is elected as a representative of a bunch of people, really. You're representing your LSB, but like somebody said, I think it was Wendy, that some of these elections to get on these committees are really hotly contested. Well, I mean, is it an ego thing? You want to be contested and see that you win and then not go? I mean, what's the point? You know, we need to get down and have people who are going to show up and do work. And I think if somebody misses three in a row, unless they've got a damn good reason, you know, we need to get somebody else, because what's going to say that you excuse them, they come back for one meeting and miss another three? We need people who are going to participate, and they need to know that. That's my feeling. So I don't think the excuse thing should be there. I mean, I think we should develop something.
You know what,
okay. Our Paul?
Guys, you can't get in here, but you're going to be quiet.
Our Paul?
Yeah. I largely agree with the previous speaker. A committee is not the PNB, and it's not the LSB. And we've also heard from one of the PNB members who was there in October, who passed this, that they wanted to be stricter with this. And the parent body can, in fact, impose membership rules upon its committees. This is a standing committee of the PNB. So the PNB, leaving out the excused absences part on purpose, sends the message that, you know, three in a row, you're not participating enough. And so I think we should leave it as is. My understanding has been that from my reading of the October '04 motion through the PNB, and I remember when this also came up, it was argued through this committee in '04, because it came from this committee and went to the PNB, that we really are supposed to tell people after two. The notices are supposed to go out saying, you've missed two, you miss one more, and that's it. So I don't think there's any actual need for the motion that's on the floor right now. We just have to go and do it. And I know that the audit committee has already acted on this, and two members, at least, of that committee have been basically removed, and they, you know, and notice has been sent out. So I don't think we need this motion here, and I think that probably, unfortunately, some people, by the rule which already exists, some people are going to lose membership as of the end of this meeting. And I'll point out also, by the way, that this is a motion in a committee, and this motion does not affect, even if it passes in this committee tonight, it does not affect the motion from the PNB that's already there. And so whether this motion passes or not, I think there are at least two or three people who are going to not be members of this committee after this meeting ends and they haven't shown up at it. So I don't, I'm against the main motion on the floor.
Right. Hi, this is Rosalinda.
Hi, Rosalinda. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. Just got home.
Okay. Thanks for joining. Bob?
Well, I certainly can appreciate the arguments people are making that we have to do everything possible to encourage attendance, and it does hurt the committees when people persistently don't show up. And, you know, I think the spirit of what I was proposing was that people have to absolutely be proactive. If they have a legitimate reason to miss a meeting, then they need to, you know, formally notify the committee that they need to be excused. And if they can't do that, then clearly they shouldn't be excused. So that's how I think that could be kind of a barometer of whether people are serious or whether they have, you know, health problems or unavoidable travel or something that does not reflect on their interest in the committee or their commitment, but is something that's unavoidable, which I think would be good to do. Some allowance for that.
Can you use your phone? Because it's hard to hear.
Just to clarify, somebody asked about whether this would apply to LSBs. The LSBs have a different provision authority in the bylaws. It's actually the identical language.
I hear some terrible feedback here. I don't know what's going on. Somebody's got something on?
Yeah, there's...
I'm not too sure, but I just all of a sudden started hearing it as well.
Oh, boy. This is... someone's telephone is regurgitating what we say. We're getting an echo.
Well, it just started, so did someone new join the call?
No, somebody put their phone on speaker and or on hold or something. I don't know. They did something different. I don't know who it is.
Yeah, I don't hear it
now.
Okay,
that's gone.
Perfect. Go ahead, Bob.
Okay. Well, anyway, just to clarify, the LSDs are...
Now it's back.
Yeah. Maybe it's your phone, Bob, but let's keep going.
They're already covered by the same language as the PNB as far as three unexcused absences. So this would only affect PNB committees. So my only other point is the second provision about letting people know after two absences, both the members and the chairs. It may seem like common sense, but I'm not sure that it's being followed by all committees. So whatever people think of the first part of the motion, I think the second part would just be kind of a good reminder to every committee if the PNB would adopt this to make it formal that, you know, after two absences, an email or phone call should go out to the person and to the chair saying, you know, you're right on the precipice of being removed. That's it.
Okay, thanks, Bob. Jim.
Yes. Bob, I really am in favor of the spirit of the motion, but when I miss a meeting, I feel guilty. I join the committees because I want to work, and we have the same problem, some similar problem with our LSB, whereby people will call and they'll miss two meetings, and then they'll call to be excused, and they miss two more, and they'll call to be excused, and that's ridiculous. It does cause work not to be get done. We're here representing our constituency to do work, and so I'm in favor of leaving it as it is, and possibly adding your last line where it talks about after the second absence, the person be notified that he's in jeopardy, or he or she is in jeopardy.
Okay, thanks, Jim. Was there anyone else that had further comments on the issue?
Yeah, I have a comment.
Go ahead, Grace.
It's conceivable that a person on an LSD, I hate to belabor this point, but a person on LSD could never attend any meetings as long as other members are willing to excuse absences. It seems extreme, but these kinds of things can happen, and I think some clarity, for instance, possibly there has to be some sort of mandatory amount of attendance, whether the attendance is excused or unexcused. But I still would like to have, I would like to propose an amendment just to insert a parenthetical phrase in this motion to indicate that this is not a local station board. Because somewhere a local station board is considered, is stated to be, as defined as a committee of the PNB.
Is everybody hearing this static?
This is really...
noise is enormous.
I can't hear it.
Richard, can you please mute your phone? I believe it's you. You meant to do it in a car. Grace, can you repeat your final comment?
Okay. I'd like to make propose an amendment to this, just for clarity, a parenthetical phrase saying that this does not include local station boards.
Okay.
This is Bob.
Go ahead, Bob.
I'm going to withdraw my motion, but I want to substitute the second part, and I can read that and also send it out as it would stand. It would read, the Governance Committee recommends that the PNB adopt a motion clarifying its October 2004 motion regarding committee member absences, such that the provision on notification of the chairs of the PNB and relevant LSB regarding any pending suspension be invoked after two consecutive absences of the committee member in question, and also that the member, him or herself, be notified at the same time.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Yes.
Well, it's actually two points of order. One, the attempted amendment about it not including LSBs, this would never apply to the LSBs anyway. This is a this is not a bylaws amendment that's being proposed or anything here. So it's moot. I mean, this would never apply to the LSBs. The motion from the PNB that it's attempting to amend obviously only applies to PNB standing committees, not LSBs. So I would say that the amendment would be out of order because it's totally unnecessary. And to withdraw, we'll all have to agree unanimously since it's the property of the floor, which we can do.
Okay. I believe that our LSB functions under the same rules. I don't know how other LSBs function, but I know the KPFK does. So you're saying that LSBs are not subject to this restriction?
Absolutely. The LSB stuff is in the bylaws. The motion we're talking about is one passed, my computer is just locked up, pardon me. The motion we're talking about, amending from the PNB, was passed in '04, mm-hmm. and it's very clearly about these standing committees that were created by the PNB. So, and so there's that. I mean, obviously the PNB couldn't, amend the bylaws
with
the main motion.
So you're issued with the LSB being named in this motion?
Again?
Your issue is with the LSB being named in this motion.
Yes, the amendment is to add that this does not include the LSBs. My point is, it obviously does not include the LSBs. It couldn't include the LSBs.
Okay.
What he's trying to say is it's legally redundant.
Okay.
That's probably a more concise way of putting it, yeah.
All right. Well, I don't think that that then creates this as out of order. I think it's legally redundant, so... is there any further comment on this?
This is Lydia.
Go ahead, Lydia.
Okay, so I mean, we had the one comment from Grace, which was regarding the LSB. I think we've settled that, but we now have this additional proposed amendment to the Arc 4, right, Bob? That's what you're doing.
Right.
Yeah. So that's a separate issue from the LSB. We got off onto the LSB thing. Bob's was a separate issue, which is just the notification after the two. So if that's what we're entertaining comments about.
Well, also my other part of the point of order was that we all have to agree, and we have to formally agree to withdraw it.
So, Julie, you can just ask if there's any objection to my withdrawing the original motion.
Are there any objections? And I didn't realize that that was your point of order.
Well, it was two at once. So.
Okay. I didn't get the second one. Sorry about that. So is there any objections to Bob withdrawing his motion from the floor? All right. If there's no objections, then you're now introducing this new motion to the floor. Can you reread it, excluding the... Or I guess it doesn't matter because it is just redundancy. It's not anything that... kills the motion. So can you reread it, Bob, please?
Okay.
Thank you.
And I did send it out just now to the list.
Great. Thank you.
The Governance Committee recommends that the PNB adopt a motion clarifying its October 2004 motion regarding committee member absences, such that the provision on notification of the chairs of the PNB and relevant LSB regarding, quote, any pending suspension, unquote, be invoked after two consecutive absences of the committee member in question, and also that the member, him or herself, be notified at the same time.
Okay, thanks. Is there any further discussion about the motion on the floor? All right, hearing no further discussion,
then is there any objection to the motion?
Yes.
Okay, let's do a roll call.
Okay, 1 second, please. The computer is rebooting. It will take a few more seconds before I can bring up everything. So
okay.
Please bear with me for one moment.
I could also do a roll call and then email it to you if you'd like.
Julie, since this is pretty casual here, we don't have very many people on the call, can we just ask what the objection is?
Yeah, the objection is that
it's brief.
Go
ahead.
My objection is that it's unnecessary because we have that's already what the rule is. We're supposed to be sending it out like that. If you read the motion passed in what four, it says after three you're out, and if there's when there's a pending thing, when you're about to lose it, the chair sends out notice to the other chairs in the PNB. So my understanding all the time of this has been that's been the idea, that it has been.
But nobody's doing it, so.
I don't know. I think the audit committee's already done it, so.
I think it's more than the fact that people aren't doing it. This is Serena. I think the fact is that it makes no provision for direct notice to the member whose membership is going on the committee is going to be affected.
Okay. Is there any further discussion? And if not, then I'd like to move to a vote on this. All right, I don't hear any. So are we
okay.
Ready there, Paul?
All right, 1 second. We're just about ready here.
Okay, well, I'll just take the
okay,
time
I
to
got
express
it.
My support for
go.
The motion as well. I think that it's something I was on the PNB as well when the motion had passed, and I think that it's a good motion.
All right.
Yes.
Are we ready?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Grace Aaron.
Yes.
Lydia Brazon.
Yes.
Jim Brown.
Yes.
A.C. Byrd. Cade Campbell. Mark Hernandez. Bob Lederer.
Yes.
R. Paul Martin. No. Rosalinda Montez Palacios.
Yes.
Richard Phelps.
No.
George Ryder.
Oh.
Did I hear somebody?
Hello, can you hear me?
I take that as a no.
Yes. No.
Okay.
It's really
Serene
far
Robert.
Away.
Serene Robert.
Yes.
Julie Rodriguez.
Yes.
Wendy Schroll.
I'm going to abstain.
Deb Shafto.
Yes.
Okay. I have 8-4, 2 against, 1 abstention.
Okay, the motion carries. That's all that I had under new business for this evening. So, if there isn't any further...
Motion to adjourn.
Yes, move to adjourn.
All right. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Anybody object? Wonderful. Thank you all for a great meeting. I will send
out
the meeting date.
Good night.
Bye.
Please convene
Bye.
The working groups. Bye.
Yes. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.